Hello, hello, mga kahuntahan! It's Wednesday night, which means it's Huntahan Nights! This episode will be a little different from our usual episode because it will have very little to no editing. You'll know why later. Anyway, we'll talk about arguments within relationships. I have a very special guest to discuss this with me, and it's no other than my boyfriend. I hope you enjoy this episode as much as we enjoyed recording this. Stay safe, everyone! Okay, so let's welcome our guest, Gabriel.
Hello.
Say hi, Gabriel.
Hi.
Okay, do you want to introduce yourself?
What do you want to know about me?
Your interests, your hobbies.
Well, let me start with
work. Okay.
What I do, I guess. I am a 10th grade English teacher.
Wow.
So I've been teaching. I'm fairly new, so I just finished my, I'm going into my third year. So, it's interesting, considering we're in the middle of COVID, so that's a kind of a challenge right now, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I guess since I'm an English teacher, obviously I read a lot, so, yeah.
So, what changed since the pandemic?
What changed? Oh, man. Well, this whole thing hit right in the middle of, we started closing everything down in the middle of spring break. So it was just kind of weird just not going back to work or not physically. There was a lot of things I had to try and learn online, how to, you know, navigate online.
Mm-hmm.
And since I teach in a, you know, and I've gotten to know my kids very well. So I know a lot of their background, you know, backgrounds and, you know, their family and I know some of their families and I know that some of them live with their grandparents and, you know, and some of them are not the best off financially. And so I worried about them and I spoke to some of the parents on the phone and that was really hard because a lot of the parents were struggling as well and the kids were scared and it was just that was kind of hard to start off with.
So there's the news that schools are coming back. So are you pro going back to school or something?
Oh man.
Or you're against it because it's hard.
Right now I'm against it, but I just kind of want to make it clear that it's not because I don't, I mean, honestly, I miss my classroom. I want to be in the class. I miss my kids. I was so happy about how this year was going because my kids were wonderful this year. As crazy as they drove me, but now I worry about them and a lot of them live with family, with parents with underlying health conditions. And I know this because, you know, I'm an English teacher. We write essays and some of my kids get personal. I'm the kind of teacher that tries to keep contact with parents about everything. And, you know, it's just, they're trusting me with their kids. So I try to kind of keep in contact with them. And so they kind of open up about that kind of stuff as well. Like this stuff is going on, maybe, you know, so. I'm against it just because, of the health risks, and considering where we live, we do, you know, a lot of, we have a high poverty rate in our community and a lot of them are not in the best health.
That's true.
Some of the, you know, families are, they struggle with their insurance and so, and you know, I live in the valley, so I'm sure everybody knows that, or a lot of people at least know that the hospitals and the facilities, and I'm sure you might have expressed it as well, that they are filled.
We're full.
You guys are full, so it's
Most hospitals are in diversion status, which means we are not accepting new patients, and if ever there's an emergency or something, we send them out. So it's a scary time, actually.
Yeah, and God forbid that, you know, my kids or their family, you know, end up there. And, you know, for all I know, some of them probably have. And, you know, it scares me. I don't want to see my kids, you know.
Dealing with those.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it's funny because when we let off for spring break, I remember the last thing I told my kids, I said, you know, a lot of them like to go to the beach and a lot of them like to do all that stuff. And the last thing I told them, I said, guys, don't do anything stupid. Don't be, don't, you know, be careful. The last thing I want is an empty seat in my classroom.
That's true.
You know, and,
But that's not considering the pandemic.
I was just like, don't be driving like jerks or whatever. Yeah. You know? So my kids drive. So like, don't be reckless. Don't be drinking and drive, you know, doing all the crazy stuff because, you know, teenagers. So
yeah, but they're in high school, right? You teach.
I teach 10th grade. School, yeah. So the kids I teach, they're, you know, 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where I teach and. Love what I do. Stressful as hell.
Wow.
And I'm sure you know it because you're always, why are you at school so late? And I'm like, that's what teachers do, man.
But I like that you're really passionate about your job. Yeah. And I really like to teach.
Yeah. So, I mean, am I afraid of getting it? Yeah. But I feel like since I live alone, I'm not as much of a risk to other people, you know, my family and stuff that's like true. That. So, but yeah, so right now I'm against it. I mean, I want this to be over so we can go back to our normal lives and we can go back to school and, you know.
And do you trust your kids to actually follow the mask protocol and social distancing?
It's impossible.
That's another thing.
Whether I trusted them or not, I mean, or whether they would follow through or not, I'm sure a lot of them are scared.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure. But
some of them are going to follow it, but you can't risk it.
No? It's not even about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, passing periods, it's shoulder to shoulder. I cannot, if we're having an emergency, like say, you know, a fight broke out and I had to run to the other side of the hallway, it's impossible. I have to dodge all these kids. I have to squeeze through everybody. Passing periods, it's shoulder to shoulder. It's impossible to stay 6 feet apart in, you know, in the hallways, let alone in the classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, like my classroom, I've had as much as 30 kids in one classroom.
Wow.
You know, and the least I've had is maybe 25. Mm-hmm. You know, on average, we'll say 25.
Okay.
And that's kind of like, you know, that should be the, you know, it's supposed to be the maximum in our school, but sometimes you need to squeeze in another kid or two, but...
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible to really stay 6 feet apart, so it's pretty, it's intense.
So what do you do when you're not in school or something?
Well, outside of the pandemic too, I guess, because I mean, I've just been home. So,
because you can't really do anything right now, right?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
I have, you know, I mean, I guess I have a small circle of friends. I mean, I'm very... Not very introverted, but I enjoy the company of the select few that I hang out with. So, you know, we like to find new things to do, and I'm still trying to get them to go. Well, not right now, but like I had been trying to get them to go camping with me because I like being outside. And
But you're into cycling right now. Right?
Yes, my circle of friends, they're all very active, and you know, I was into martial arts for quite a few years. Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, and judo, and I was getting ready to compete, so I got, you know, and it's an intense sport, so I have gotten hurt quite a bit, so right now I'm on a torn ACL, so I stopped doing that. My mom would get mad at me because she'd see me come home with a black eye, and I didn't even know about it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's just so normal, and it's just from training, and it's just accidents happen. It's not a big deal. So it's just you learn to kind of shrug it off, and it becomes sort of a norm, so you don't even notice it. So, but anyway, with that, my knees got pretty. I got pretty hurt with my knee getting ready for a tournament. So I started to wean off of that, which kind of sucks because I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends are marathon runners.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, one of them is a marathon runner.
And they join competitions too, right?
Yeah. One of my buddies, he likes to run marathons, and his goal is to run a marathon in every state in the country. So I don't know.
That's amazing.
I'm not sure how many he's done, but he's gone to a few states, and that's usually, you know, how he gets his traveling in, you know. And then he explores, and he's just that kind of guy.
But I think in order for you to join one, you have to qualify, right? Like, you have to run a certain, like, number of miles. Is it right?
I'm not sure. Well, yeah. I mean, a marathon would be 26.2 miles.
Yeah. So you have to hit it. Like, you have to actually have records.
I guess it depends. There's certain you know,
marathons.
The, like, yeah, like Boston Marathon mm-hmm. would be the
hard, you know, so, those big marathons. Yeah, those big ones.
Yeah, I mean, they require. I mean, it's a little harder to mm-hmm. get into that, but
yeah,
you know, he's been doing it for a long time, mm-hmm. and he just recently got into cycling. And I had another friend that, you know, wound up moving to San Antonio that who's also been for a couple of years has been trying to get into cycling because, and so I finally just kind of I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna give it a try. So. I decided to get a bike, and I think the price was holding me back. I'm like, well, if I don't like it, I don't want to be out $1,000 and then not do it. But, you know, I kind of, you know what, I like, you know, and I do like it, so.
Yeah, and so far you're enjoying it, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just, and I haven't ridden a bike since I was a kid, so that was interesting getting back into it. So, so yeah, I started cycling, it's nice because I can, you know, do that on my own, and the only thing that makes me nervous is, cycling on the road, you know, with drivers we have, so it makes me a little nervous. So but other than that, it's great, and I'm still able to sort of social distance with that.
So you think your hobbies help you get off your mind, I mean get your mind off the pandemic?
Definitely. I'm a little more concentrated on other things. You know, with this whole pandemic, I think I've been doing that. I've been reading a lot, and leisure reading, because, you know, just some entertainment reading, like Stephen King kind of stuff. And so I typically read philosophy and stuff like that, but I'm like, all right, I don't really need an existential crisis right now. So with all this going on.
Or nihilistic principles.
So, yeah. I mean, I love reading that stuff. Yeah. But just, you know, just to keep myself sort of my mind occupied, mm-hmm. you know, outside of, you know, reality is just, you know, that's just true. Leisure reading.
Yeah.
And, you know, occasionally I'll read a little bit, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to, you know, read a novel on, you know, existentialism or something right now, just because.
And recently we had Hurricane Hannah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. So that's why I'm here, actually.
That hit you harder than it hit me, obviously. Yeah. So.
Because my apartment was flooded and I had to find a place. So that's why I'm here. Yeah, and we're doing a different type of podcast.
Yeah.
It's like.
I'm looking right at you.
Yeah. Which is good. Like, I've never tried this one. It's always, like, through Zoom and, you know, like, video chat. Yeah. But this one is different, and I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's fun, yeah, so. But, I don't know, it hit you harder than it hit me.
Yeah. But tell me about it, like, your experience with the flood.
Well, it was your experience, but, you know, it's just, you didn't even know how bad it was.
I know, I didn't know.
I kept calling. I was like, I think it's bad. You probably need to come over here. So
and I was like, no, it's like an inch or something. Well, and I was trying to scoop out the water.
Well, you didn't tell me.
And then I got tired of it.
Well, the thing is, you didn't tell me. At first, you didn't tell me that the inch of water was inside your apartment. You know, so naturally, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, I didn't?
Initially, no.
Oh, okay.
I
told you it's inside my apartment.
Yeah,
it's
you said now it's inside my apartment.
Oh, okay.
You said now it's inside. I'm like, oh, shit. So I think that's when I was like, okay, I need to go get you. Uh-huh. So I don't think you knew this, but initially, I didn't tell you. Mm-hmm. I'd actually driven over there. To see how bad it was, and I couldn't get into your streets. I'm like, oh mm-hmm. man, I hope it's not inside the apartment. And then you told me it was bad.
Yeah, it was inside.
And I said, okay, well, I'm gonna go get you. So and I'm like, I don't know. So I couldn't drive.
And my dad even called me, like before it got bad. Like he called me and asked me how I was doing, and I was like, no, it's just an inch. It's not gonna get worse. And that's when I decided to call you because I needed help. Like, oh my gosh, it's everything's just worse from there.
Yeah. So I think the hardest part was getting Ghost out, your dog,
because
he is a big boy.
That's
He's
true.
A big boy. I'm like,
that's
oh. True. So I was trying to, and I remember we got you out, and then, and I was even telling you, he's like, you know what? Let me go get my inflatable mattress and we'll get him out. You know,
and I didn't know it's gonna work, but it did.
I told you, mm-hmm. and you know, like I said, I like camping, so mm-hmm. I had my camping gear all together. It's funny because that camping gear came in handy when all my power went out, because mm-hmm. I had light and I had a little fan and everything, so I was okay. So I was, we took the air mattress,
mm-hmm.
Little twin air mattress. We were able to get them out and,
mm-hmm. And I thought Ghost wouldn't.
He was a good boy. He was a good boy.
Yeah, he actually just followed us.
Yeah, so I think when he kind of figured, okay, I just got to stay here.
Yeah.
You know.
And he was calm.
He was fine, yeah.
Yeah.
He was okay. I picked him up and I figured if it didn't work, I'm just going to carry him on my shoulders. you know, I'm just going to kind of like put him on my shoulders, mm-hmm. and try to carry him out. But because the water was up to our waist in the street.
Yep.
It was pretty bad.
It was bad.
We drove by today and it, you know, they siphoned it out.
Cleared up, yeah.
Yeah, so then we're gonna probably go later to go clean the apartment and see what we can.
Yeah, it was, you know, bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So I didn't realize until she told me, until I decided, I went over there, like, mm-hmm. that it went.
When we came back today, it's all a mess, right?
Yeah, everything's a mess.
All the trash cans are
they're not even just trash cans, they're dumpsters. Mm-hmm. They're dumpsters. They're all it was pretty bad.
And it was all smelly, the streets.
Oh, stunk horribly.
I can't even imagine like what it smells like inside, you know. Inside my apartment.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see when we come back to clean.
Yeah, but for me, my power went out. It leaked a little bit. They actually came by today to tell me that they're gonna have to, you know, take it. I mean, it'll take a couple of hours. So fortunately, it's not gonna. I don't have to like leave or anything. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have anywhere else to go.
That's
so
true.
That's good.
Okay, so let's talk about the juice, the the juicy part of this podcast.
What's the, what?
About our argument. So,
oh, it's gotten worse.
Wait a sec.
Oh, man.
Ever since this pandemic started, like, we've been arguing so much, right? Okay, we're back. So, about the arguing part, that's the thing, right?
Yeah. I blame you.
Why me?
I'm joking a little bit. But
so why do you think we're arguing too much lately?
I don't know. I think maybe it's just we haven't seen each other in a good while.
That's
since
true.
You've been working, nursing and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
so we haven't seen each other in a good while. I'm here alone, so that kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's just maybe it's just that
and I feel like I feel all the stress, you know, of working in a COVID unit.
And
we don't see each other.
Yeah, when you told me right now that we're gonna probably touch on why we argue on the podcast, I'm like, oh, we're gonna argue again.
No, because last time we tried to do a podcast and then we ended up arguing, right?
Well, yeah, it took forever. Just I'm not even gonna get into that. I don't even want to get into that. But
no, it's all right. We resolved it. So
we didn't. Well, we didn't.
I mean, we just ignored it.
I mean, we had to resolve. We're obviously here doing a podcast. So.
Yeah, we had to sweep it under the rug.
That's pretty much. But no, I guess that's what it is. And I wouldn't say it's that juicy, just because. I mean, I think it's kind of a normal thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think what we argue about is what really matters. And I don't think we should be arguing about it, because I don't think, mm-hmm. Either of us are bad people. I don't think either of us, do anything to intentionally hurt the other, so.
That's true.
I really think that this is, all mostly because of the separation we've been.
Yeah, miscommunication,
what,
too.
What, 2 months, maybe?
Yeah, 2 months.
And, you know, and for, honestly, like, one thing you've gotten mad at me for, mm-hmm. is, that I don't communicate well enough.
That's true. Yeah.
Hold on, hear me out.
I'm already blaming him right now.
Okay, so when we first started dating, a lot of what I would talk about is school and,
mm-hmm.
you know, things that are, you know, I'm enthused about and things that, you know, it's different stuff. I don't have anything to talk about anymore. I'm stuck in my apartment. Like, I got nothing.
And you know? I'll be like, come on, like, talk to me. Tell me something.
Yeah,
and you'll
like,
be like,
I'm
but
stuck.
I don't have anything
I got,
to
I
tell
got
you
nothing.
Right now.
I'm stuck here. You know, like, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rosie peed in the, my dog peed in the kitchen today. I don't know what. I don't And if you guys can hear my dog barking, sorry, she hears people outside. So. But yeah, I mean,
but it's normal to have arguments.
Yeah, I would like to have less, especially with how much stress we have. You know? Yeah, I mean, more so you than me. I mean, right now, mm-hmm. I think my stress is starting to come up with school starting and, you know, trying to figure out either how I'm going to teach them online or how we're going to navigate in the school. And as far as I know, we're going to probably be teaching online, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and for, I know a lot of people are kind of arguing about it. You know, I see it all the time and people are always voicing their opinions about how, you know, it's, you know, we're trying to take advantage of this and we're trying to, that's not the case. Cause I love what I do. I love being in the classroom, you know. My kids are, and I've told you stories, right? I've told mm-hmm. you about my proudest moments this year. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I love to go to my kids, my student, and my kids, I don't have any kids, guys. It's my students, you know.
Yeah, students.
Yeah, God forbid.
Just to make that clear.
Just to make that clear, you know, because I started realizing that.
I know. Remember you were, like, yeah, telling me before? And yeah. I was like, your kids?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, your kids? Like,
yeah,
your
kids? We had just started dating. It's like, this is like a, that's usually you could tell me that first date kind of thing. Like, no, I'm a teacher, you know. So. Yeah. But no, I like going to their football games. I like going to their plays and I love going to like Pigskin and stuff like that. So, I do miss school. Like, it's not that I don't want to be there. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are the things we argue about?
Okay.
And I guess many listeners can relate to it because they have, you know, relationships too. And
I don't know how far I'm going to go into this. But, there's
what? Like what?
I don't know. Like what we argue about.
I think it's because I'm moody at times. Uh-huh. But it's because of stress. The pandemic thing and the work and not seeing you. It's really hard because...
Yeah. But you know, it's hard for me too. But yeah. You know, and me being alone, and you know, I mean, I get it. Like, I'm not. You definitely have the brunt of it. Mm-hmm. But you know, it gives me anxiety. I worry about you, and I talk to my parents on the phone. They, you know, we always talk about how worried about you I am.
Yeah, that's true. And I really appreciate it. You know? Like your parents calling me and checking up on me.
I think it was part of it was because I was always saying how worried I was, and like, oh, maybe she's stressed or something.
Yeah.
So we my parents called, and you know.
Oh, I think one of our biggest fight is because of lack of trust at the beginning of the relationship.
What?
But yeah, that's true. It's one of our biggest issue at the time.
Yeah, and not because that any of us did anything.
It's not because I don't trust you. It's because I don't know you at the time.
For those of you who can't see this, well, I mean, nobody can see this except for her. I'm giving her the look.
Yeah, he's giving me the look.
Oh, gosh. The thing is...
It's like, I told you so, look.
So this is what I mean. Like, this is what I mean. These are things I don't feel like we should argue about. And maybe she I don't know if she feels different, but if you feel different about it. But I don't feel like we should because I've never... I don't really feel like any of us are capable of that. Right? You know, we live very normal lives. We don't really live a party life. You know, I hang out with the same group of friends, and that's my true. Friends are married, and you know.
But that's the thing. I didn't know you were that kind of person.
I'm very simple.
We actually, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing. Started dating. I am not at all exciting. I'm a simple. But no, and like, you know, and there's some, I guess the friends that you haven't met, I guess, kind of cause a little insecurity, but, you know, they're friends.
And it's not, okay, and it's not because I was insecure or something. It's because I haven't just met them.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're talking to this girl, you're talking to other people, and
well,
it's just hard to trust other people that I haven't met.
Yeah, and I get it, but it's not because I haven't wanted to introduce you. It's because we haven't, you know, there's never been an opportunity. And the people...
That's true.
And those, like, the people that I talk to that you haven't met, It's mm-hmm. not because I'm hanging out with them. I actually work with them. You know, it's not mm-hmm. like a, hey, let's go, you know, whatever. If that was the case, then yeah, you would have met them and all mm-hmm. that. But, yeah.
And all those trust issues, we were able to resolve it, right? I think I like to think that we actually resolved it. How did we get to this point? That
we're still in the process.
That's true.
We're still in the process.
But,
oh god.
But no, but at the time, you know, we stopped arguing. So I guess that's progress. We didn't break up or something like that.
Well, we're still working on everything.
Yeah,
saying we're mm-hmm. perfect, you know. So, because we're not at all perfect. We still argue every now and again.
Yeah, that's true.
I know we're gonna argue. I just wish there were smaller things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that they stay like that, you know. But
yeah,
because I really don't think either of us are. Oh, definitely not me. And I know not mm-hmm. you.
That's actually my deal breaker. Like, if someone cheats on me, I'm not gonna.
And I think that it's just. I guess it's kind of like the beginning of a relationship. You don't know what to expect.
Yeah, that's true.
And right now we're a little bit. We're not. We haven't been together. We've been together. I think we're seasoned enough to know enough about each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and. You know, with that said,
so if you can give an advice to people who are, you know, who are in a relationship and just trying to work things out and, questioning how can I trust this person more?
Well, okay. So, and I think I told you this and I've told you this before. Like,
okay, tell me again.
And I've kind of like, this. I do believe this. Like if I felt like someone was cheating, I'm not gonna try and stop them.
Okay.
And I think everybody should take that into consideration.
Yeah, that's true.
Do not stop your significant other from cheating. Why? If they cheat on you and you find out, at least you know. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to stop anyone from being their real selves.
That's true.
So you know whether or not you want to be with them. You know, it's just that's what it is.
So
it's
you'll just walk away from the
accepted
relationship if you can't really deal with that kind of person, right?
I mean, nobody wants to deal with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, nobody wants
unless
to
unless you're someone. In an open relationship or something.
Yeah, and I know I know people who are in that, and mm-hmm. it works pretty well for them. You know, but
that's not us.
That's no, it's not us. No, definitely not.
I'm too jealous for that.
it's beyond jealousy too. It's not uh-huh. beyond jealousy. It's just kind of like, and I guess it kind of goes into the different philosophy I read.
That's true.
And stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, and I feel like it did shape, what I believe in and
mm-hmm.
what I,
and who
or,
we are.
Not, or mostly what I want mm-hmm. in life and stuff like that. And, it's just, that's not us. You know, we're not
because we're the kind of people who really want, really know what we want.
And I think me accepting, like, that's a stoic side of me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know what stoicism is, it's kind of, there's a lot of stuff to read into it, but really just what to take from it is sort of accept the way things are,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think that's what goes wrong in a relationship is that people kind of want to, you know, force things one way or force things the other. You know, mm-hmm. but there's two people. You can't control another person. If they're the type of to be, you know, if they're the type to, you know, cheat, or they're the type to sort of keep things from you, you know, mm-hmm. or, you know, or to be in some way unfaithful,
mm-hmm.
You cannot stop it.
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry.
That's true.
And you know, and I guess that's the problem, that people want to feel like they can control everything, every aspect of their life, and you can't. Sometimes you just gotta accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my advice would to, you know, for
to build trust
or to build trust. Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
you have to kind of, and that comes with another, you know, part of philosophy that I kind of follow. You know, love doesn't exist without trust. You know, if you
that's
don't,
true.
You don't trust, or without trust, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you can, or faith, mm-hmm. you know, I guess
yeah.
faith.
I'd rather say partner.
Faith. I think faith is a better way. You know, faith can't exist without trust. You know,
mm-hmm.
that applies not only to religion or faith, you know, or, you know, whatever you may believe in, mm-hmm. but it also applies to a relationship, you know. And the thing about faith is you do not have proof. You know what I mean?
No, that's true.
You can't have, if it's, if you have proof, then it's fact, not faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the truth is, you don't know what the other person's capable of. You know, you could be, I think you could be married, you know,
you 20 can't, years. Yeah. You can never really know someone.
Yeah, you can, you know, you can
even be married, though you're married for how many years, yeah. you won't be able to know them.
You have to have, yeah, well, yes, you can. Yeah, you can, but.
No, you can't, because well, people on, are on. Changing.
Well, of course. Hear me out.
Okay. So now we're arguing. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
No, our arguments are much more steamier than this. But no, okay. What I mean is like, and you're right. People do grow. People do change. Mm-hmm. People do, you know. But what I mean is, you know, it happens that people who are married, you know, 20 plus years, they cheat or they do something, they're unfaithful. Mm-hmm. You know, and that stuff happens. That could. I'm not gonna like. Go into that because you know it could be a multitude of reasons. You know, mm-hmm. And so, but what I'm saying is that you know you have to have some sort of faith. There's no guarantee.
That's true.
And it's weird. It sounds weird to say, but I don't want a guarantee because I want someone to have faith in me. You know what I mean?
Aww.
That's
true.
Yeah, I want someone to have faith in me. You know, and so I guess
I have faith in you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That's for the podcast, but I know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever. But I guess as far as relationships go, you know, just, oh, man, because I do have friends and I do know people, and I guess I'll say this now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first relationship I've been in for, like, what, 6 years, 7 years? Mm-hmm. You know, I have, you know, and... it's not like I was out playing the field. I was actually, it's just, it wasn't like that. It's just.
You've been playing.
No, I have not. I have not. I really haven't. I've gone on dates and I've gone on dates, but with the intent of meeting someone.
Yeah. You know,
that was always my intent. It's just, for whatever reason, didn't work out, didn't mesh mm-hmm. well. And I would actually get discouraged and I'd stop for a while. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, I don't want to date anymore. It's just too discouraging. And then I try again and, you know, so.
And then you got lucky. Yeah, no, actually we were on the same boat. I think because I was already done with dating. Yeah. I was already frustrated because I kept meeting guys that I don't like, or some guys who just want
one thing,
some shallow thing.
sex, casual flings
and stuff like that. I was really tired and frustrated already. And I think you're on the same
sorta,
page too, right?
Sorta. I mean, I had, I think the last, I don't even know. Some were kind of interesting stories, mm-hmm. a little scary on mm-hmm. my part. And that's why it didn't work out, because it was scary.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how to get into that. And then there's just some
stalkers,
yeah. And actually, people did not like that I was a teacher. Some people,
because you work a lot, or
yeah, but like okay. I do work a lot, you know. I tutor. Yeah.
I think it's one of the things we argued too,
right?
Because you were working too much, and it's not because you want to work that many hours, you know. But it's just the
okay.
Required.
Well, yeah, I'm not just an English teacher. I'm also an English teacher in the Valley, mm-hmm. and so we have a high amount of students who, you know, you struggle with English. They're, mm-hmm. you know, we live right by the border, Mexico. Yeah. So they speak
Spanish.
It's a little. I feel that here it's a little extra hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's it's not because they're not smart kids. It's just that it gets frustrating for some mm-hmm. of them. And you know, with something like math, I think that's like a universal language.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And with math, you can actually see your progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got to write. You just
follow a formula.
And I think that's a beautiful thing about math. It's a universal language. Mm-hmm. But you know, with English, it's you have to do as a teacher. I feel like you have to do so much research. You mm-hmm. have to look for different ways to teach them and everything. And so yeah, I think one of the reasons we would get into all these arguments is because it was at the beginning of our relationship, and you're like. This is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you thought that maybe I was like doing something else.
Uh-huh. That's true. No, because your regular working hours is from 8 to 5, right?
Well,
eight to four.
Technically, I'm supposed to be. Well, I, and mind you, I get there very early. I know, yes. Before the sun's up.
Yes, that's true.
I was an early riser. And that's probably my anxiety because I'm one of the only teachers that do that in my school.
So. And that, no, but your hours, like your official hours.
Yeah, so I work maybe 12 hours a day, you know. So
from good 8 to?
No, I go in early, so I probably get there at 6:30.
No, but the official one.
Oh, from like, oh, well, I guess technically from like 7:45, 8, yeah, I'll say 8 to 4.
So 15, 8 to 4.
4:15.
So. And then sometimes you would come home like at 6.
Yes.
7. So I'd be like,
not 7.
Where are you?
Yeah. I'm like.
And this is another thing. Like there's no connection or like a signal.
I thought I was very transparent. But,
you know. No, because I couldn't call you.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Another
my
thing.
School has shitty signal.
Yes, so
which is kind of a good
network.
Thing, a good thing and a bad thing because the kids have phones. So, but no, like that was one. That's one thing we would argue about.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I kind of.
But then I got used to it, and it's like, you know, it's a consistent thing.
Did you? I mean, I'm stuck at home right now, so who knows?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I'm stuck at home, so yeah. Yeah, where else am I going?
Mm.
But I'm just joking, but a little bit. But no, that's one of the things we'd argue about. I think those are the more minor things, I think. Yeah, well, I don't know. I think we really had to get used to each other. We were on a very different frequency, I guess.
Yeah.
At the time, so I don't know. I guess it's just stuff to get used
to. No, I guess it's just a matter of understanding one another.
Kind of,
you know?
Keeping ourselves in check as far as our temper.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you get mad, and then I get even more mad, and then you get
that's
mad.
That's true.
It's like we're trying to one-up.
That's another thing. Like, I get mad because of some shallow stuff. I'm being honest. Like, okay, so most of our arguments are because of me and my and my mood swings. Yeah, I'm being honest.
Okay, hold on.
But then hold on. And then I got more mad. I get more mad because
more mad.
you get mad at me
because
for being mad.
So ultimately, we get mad at each other for getting mad at each other.
Yeah.
And I want to point this out.
Mm.
You have never admitted that to me. You decided to admit it to them, not me.
No, but I say sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
I apologize. Yeah. I think that's also one of the things that they should learn, right?
To apologize and to be
accountable of your
and it's not just in any, in
actions.
I'm not just in a regular relationship. Like, okay.
Sorry for the dog.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear her. She's barking like crazy outside. But, I don't think it's just for a regular relationship. I think it kind of projects to everything else.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
I mean, it's relationship, you know, wise, but it's a different story. I have a friend of mine. Well, he was a friend. He married now. He's always been sort of someone who sleeps around and do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where we kind of fell apart is where he wanted me to kind of condone it and support it, and he wanted me to lie to his wife. I was like, I told him I don't do that. I don't want to support it.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that.
Yeah, I told you that because we bumped into him. I don't think you ever saw him, but I've seen him around the grocery store, whatever. And I didn't out him or anything, but I didn't agree with it. And it's not like I shut him off. I didn't shut him off or anything. But I remember his wife had messaged me in, like late at night, like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the middle of the week, so I was already asleep. I have school in the morning or work in the morning. So she asked me, is he with you? It was my birthday, actually. It was on my birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
So he told her that he was taking me out for my birthday or something.
Ooh.
So.
Liar.
So he was out for hours and I don't know, and it was 3 a.m. and then I freaked out. I thought something happened to him. Maybe he was going home and he got into an accident, or maybe I don't know. And,
that's 2 a.m?
Well, I woke up at 3, so I guess 2:30, something like that.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and saw the message and I freaked out. I messaged like, hey, oh my God, is he okay? Is he back or whatever? Yeah. And she's like, yes. Was he with you or, you know, this and that. And I said, honestly, and I thought, oh, he tried to use me to cover himself.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything about what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
All I said is like, I'm going to be honest. I was asleep. I don't know. I was asleep. My. You know, now probably I don't know if a bunch of guys listening are gonna, you know, but hey, I don't. I told them,
some of the guys will be like, you should have just covered, dude, or something like that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think it's just a guy thing. It's a girl thing too. I think it's just like a, you know, you gotta back your friends. But I'm like, and I told, but to be fair, I did tell him like, dude, I don't support that.
Yeah.
Don't ever.
But it's a hard decision on your part too, because it was, it's like you know you're gonna lose your friend if you don't cover up for him, you know?
Yeah, but I think by that point I was already like, do I really want to, you know,
to stay friends with that kind of person?
And it's not so much okay, so I've known him for years, and a character trait and this is kind of why I kind of, you know, value time to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he had a hard time he has a hard time being alone. So mm-hmm. he would call me, and sounds like he's having a panic attack. You know, come over, and like I said, I can't. I got whatever to do. And he like, no, dude, really, I'm alone. I don't want to be alone. I feel, you know, he would freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, I don't get it. You have things to do. You know, you can, you know, do what, you know, you can work out. You can whatever. Yeah. You know, I think it's important to have time to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've kind of learned like the people have people tend to have a hard time being alone. When they don't like themselves, when they know how much of a piece of shit can you be? Mm-hmm. If you can't even be around yourself,
aww.
You know, and he's done some stuff, you know, he's done some stuff and, that I don't support. And I'll kind of tell him like, hey dude, that's not, you shouldn't be doing that. Or you shouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of learning more. I got to know him, what he does on a normal basis. So I don't know. Feel bad for his wife. His wife has this sort of ideology, you know, she's very...
They're married.
Yes, still married.
Mm-hmm.
Still married, so wow. As far as
so
I
at
know,
least they were able to work it out, I guess. But
no,
it's because just, it's no. Because they have kids or what?
No, they don't have kids.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to have kids, I don't think.
Okay.
They don't want to have kids, but I don't think that's why. I think I really... Okay, so his wife, they're... Well, she is at least very religious, you know. So I kind of feel like maybe she just doesn't believe in the whole divorce, you know. And I guess she kind of, I think this is everybody that gets married. They want a one and done. They don't want to get married again. They don't want to get a divorce. They don't want to be a part of the a statistic. And I think everybody goes into it thinking that. And
you don't get married thinking about divorce.
Exactly.
So
exactly, you know, I mean. At least you shouldn't, you know, but, I don't know. That's just my whole thing. It's just,
That's why it's really important to know your partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Beforehand, you know, it's just, and he's given a lot of signs. He's given, and I've seen it, but she kind of wants to dust it under the rug.
I guess most of the girls, I mean, you know, when your guy is cheating, I guess, because, they're going to raise some red flags.
I guess so. I mean, and this goes both ways. I don't want to just say this is a guy
thing. Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's just, this goes both ways. Like, you know, being a guy, I've had my share of women that have, you know, been unfaithful.
Women who cheated on you.
Yeah, so, and I've had that before. And, and, like, so I'm not trying to say that all guys, you know, this is a character thing.
That's true.
It's not about gender. It's really about, you know, it's a character thing.
No, I didn't mean it that way. It's just because you were telling this story and, you know, the guy was the one who
and
cheated.
In this case.
Yeah.
That's specific, but I just want to make it clear for whoever's listening.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
But I don't know. It's just, I kind of feel like you need to kind of. And that's, I guess it kind of goes into another topic entirely, is just taking time to yourself. But that's I think that's a red flag. If I feel like people and like couples, and I think we've had that issue where, you know, hey, let's take our own, you know, or like, I want to read a book by myself and you know, or I want to, you know, that's really what I do when when I'm on my own. I read a book. Or I think what you don't like that I drink too. I don't drink excessively, but
yeah, you don't drink excessively.
No, and I think initially she thought I did.
Yes,
you know, I can, but I don't. I can, but I don't.
It's because I'm a nurse and I've dealt with
alcoholics.
You know, alcoholics. Like, it's really evident here in the valley that people drink, like, a lot. I don't know why. Probably it's a cultural thing. Probably it's their way of celebrating. Here's the thing. It's also about socio-economical status of some people, because other... Because some patients that I encountered, they don't have access to medications. For example, like pain medications, stuff like that.
So they resort
to drinking. It's true. It happens.
I'm not refuting that. I don't. But it also is a very social thing here.
Yeah, it's also a social thing.
It's a social thing. I know.
But like, I just wanted to, you know.
I come from a family of alcoholics, kind of. So that's probably another reason you thought I might be.
Oh yeah, that's true, because you mentioned about your
both sides, on both sides. Mm-hmm. My grandfather's on both sides. My dad.
You see, so I have a valid reason to think that way.
Have a little faith in me, woman. Have a little faith in me.
I have faith in you. Okay.
Oh yeah. Anyway, let me.
Okay, you're blushing right now.
I'm waiting for you to catch your breath.
Okay.
So anyway, I have my grandfather. My grandfather was also in the military, so mm-hmm. he's had his own vices because of that. You know, mm-hmm. You can do your research on, how that, you know, people dealt with that.
Most of the veterans, they have PTSD.
Yes.
And you can't really blame them.
No, you can't. You know? Thankful to our veterans and stuff like mm-hmm, that. But it does affect them, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah, it,
I had
it
an,
does.
On my mom's side, I have a lot of family that were in the military, and,
You've seen it happen.
I feel guilty. Like, if mm-hmm. I drop a pan on the floor and he ducks for cover, I felt my, that's the kind of PTSD. And this is like, Vietnam kind of stuff. And Vietnam mm-hmm. was one of our worst, you know, it's mm-hmm. traumatizing.
And you don't know their triggers sometimes. Yeah. Like, they would just...
And yeah,
for it would just happen.
Yeah,
you know?
And so they have their vices. My grandfather mm-hmm. is still an alcoholic, and mm-hmm. his health is deteriorating because of it. And my dad was an alcoholic. He was mm-hmm. kind of a functional.
But he's actually better now, right?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's a good person. Mm-hmm. He's always been a good person. He's a very family oriented person. Mm-hmm. He will, I swear to God, my dad does everything for my mom. He's just mm-hmm. wonderful. My mom had been sick, and he's been wonderful for her. And I think that when she started, her health started to deteriorate. When she got sick, he figured he needed to be of sound mind. So he lightened up a lot.
Yeah. So in a way, it helped him. It showed him.
Yeah.
He really wanted in life, aside from drinking.
It's just it became sort of a. I can go on and on about that, but
So
my dad's he used to drink a lot. He still drinks, but for him it's very social. My dad's a social butterfly. Mm-hmm. My mom and my dad are polar opposites. My mom is very introverted. I think I fall somewhere in the middle because mm-hmm. I like being by myself, but I'm very good at interacting.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But I won't panic by myself. I kind of enjoy, like, I think you thought it was weird when I first told you this. There's a bar I really like to go to.
Yeah.
And when I told you I love the bar, it's like, oh, this guy's an alcoholic. It's like, no, I like that bar because it's, you can, like, sit down.
No, wait, hold on. On our first date, I asked you this. Do you drink? Because I want to know if you have any vice, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then you're like, oh, you're going to laugh about it, but... I'm actually a beer connoisseur. I still laugh at that.
I said I like craft. No, this is what I said. I remember.
Okay.
Oh, I did say connoisseur, but I was kind of joking, not really. But because I don't want to sound pretentious, I was kind of joking. But I do like trying different beers.
No, but I think it's hard for me to believe that. Because, you know, like, people just drink for it's fun. People just drink for,
but like,
to get drunk or something.
But you had to wait for my friends to kind of,
I know.
Because my friends make fun of me. They make fun of me, too. Like, I'll find a new beer I've never tried. I like craft beer. I like craft beer, and I like trying bourbon, but I like to taste it. You know, that's the thing. I like to taste it. It's a craft.
And I didn't believe you until you actually, like, I saw you drink.
Yeah, you made fun of me for the same reason my friends make fun of me.
Let me explain it. Okay.
So I remember I was at your place and we were watching a movie and I actually have a movie beer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because I'm like, oh, this is a perfect beer to have with popcorn because mm-hmm. it's kind of sweet and you know mm-hmm. and you have your buttery salty. You know that mm-hmm. that's how my mind works. So. You laughed at me because I... hold on. Okay. You laughed at me because I poured it in a glass and I smelled it before.
Yes,
and
you did.
You looked at me weird.
And I was like,
why are you doing that? And this is what I said. I said, most of your taste buds come from your scent. Mm-hmm. When your nose is stuffy, you can't smell. You can't taste very well. So you want to smell it. And it smells, uh-huh. you know, like, and it tastes, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. When we went out with your friends and you had a drink and you were smelling it, then you were actually trying to figure out the ingredients or
not
like
the ingredients, what's so different about it
or the aroma, the aroma. It's an aroma thing or something.
Yeah,
you know, and you were actually able to figure out, and I'm like, oh wow, his beer.
I even told her.
But it's because you work in a liquor store too, right?
Sorta, kind of.
He used to work in a liquor store. For the record, just to give you the credibility that you're an extra. You actually know your stuff.
I think you also,
and it's not because of drinking.
Yeah,
well, you know.
I mean, like, I think you also thought I was an alcoholic because I'm a teacher. So I don't know.
It's funny.
But really, I think I've gotten that. People, you know, but no, I mean, I like the social scene. I like, you know, mm-hmm. I think if I go downtown and there are bars, I like to go to the ones with music and stuff like that, like concert, you know.
Actually, in the Philippines, drinking is also a form of socializing.
Yeah, I
like
think that's
a birthday
thing.
Parties and,
yeah,
you know, every party thing. There is like a corner where you just drink.
Yeah,
I guess if you go to the Philippines and you meet my uncles, they would invite you to drink.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, I obviously...
and we do karaoke while drinking.
Oh, you gotta get me really drunk. I've only done karaoke.
No, but you sing. You can sing.
I was before I was an English teacher. Or before I was an English major, I thought I was gonna teach music originally.
Yeah.
I like playing instruments. I don't mm-hmm. sing very much, but yeah. Back to the drinking thing. I know you thought that I was an alcoholic, and mm-hmm. you know, and you had to kind of see me in a social setting to kind of know, mm-hmm. okay, he's not.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. And it is a social thing here, though. Uh-huh. It is a social thing because, like, I know one time my grandfather went to my dad's house, and
mm-hmm.
I remember he was saying stuff like, or he got offended because my dad didn't offer him a beer, you know. So it's a social thing. It's like a, you know, it's a. But I guess that's probably why you thought I was an alcoholic. I'm not, though.
So those are the things we argued about, right?
Yeah.
So, and we're still working on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, for all I know, we might argue when this thing hits pause. So, I don't know.
No, but I like what you said about having faith in your partner and just trusting.
Yeah. And like,
you know,
yeah. And I think, and yeah, that kind of comes with, you know, it's just with things that I've come to learn and, you know, just the way my dad acts with my mom and
mm-hmm.
the way with, you know, and I, my dad's a good, good, you know, a significant other. He's been very good to my mother, and
mm-hmm. and I like that you have that kind of foundation.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
like
fortunate.
Your dad was really present in your life,
yes,
and you were able to witness how he takes care of your mom. So.
I think it's funny you say that. You know, because like when I was, you know, like any kid, you mm-hmm. know, you want to distance yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
teenagers
do
that.
Yeah, and like. I never really, I think it's now in my adulthood, I'm kind of like really experiencing what my dad had to offer as far as, you know, instilling values. And my dad, I admired in philosophy, and I think, you know, I do want to get a degree in philosophy and, you know, pursue that. My dad does not like it. Because he's very religious, very Catholic. And it depends on, you know, where you're speaking from, what you study and what have you. You know, philosophers have very extreme beliefs, different philosophers, and some, you know, the more practical ones.
I guess it's, it depends on the kind of philosophy
dabble into. I want to read up on, you know, a lot of different stuff. And so my dad, and it's funny because he taught me my first philosophy.
And that's what I really liked about you, actually.
I would hope so.
That you're passionate about things you do.
I think, and this is what I've always, I think anyone who is first getting to meet me think I'm pretentious. Like, no, I just really have, and you did at first. You did
that's
at first.
True.
You did.
I thought you were, that's true.
I just really was.
I really thought you were pretentious. No, but this guy would talk about stuff.
But like, if you hit the right spot, like, I get so passionate about it. That's really what it is. I just enjoy it. And it's fine if I'm wrong. Like, I actually, I don't mind being proven wrong, you know, in philosophy and whatever. And it needs to be productive, I guess, when I talk about stuff like that, you know, but I always get scared that people think I'm pretentious because I'm not. I really am passionate about certain stuff. So I like this sort of conversation and that sort of, you know, had you gone in and, you know, oh, this is what I think and you made more sense than I did. I was like, oh, well, I never thought about that, you know.
Well, it all boils down to communication.
Yeah.
Like, you open up to your partner, you know, to avoid arguments.
Yeah, this is one of the, you know, this is one of our better talks, I guess, since, you know, I know we're on a podcast, but, like, I feel like you're actually listening to me now. So.
because we're on a podcast, so I'm obliged to listen to what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm not right now.
But I actually enjoy it, you know? Any nuggets of wisdom for listeners?
Oh, man, I feel like I didn't even give you all much, but...
like, no, it's a lot.
Really, I just kind of feel like... I feel like, okay, I mean, there's things you gotta accept, you know? I feel like, you know, everybody wants to change the other person, you know? But really, you're not out to look for someone to save. You have to look for someone who fits you.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? It's who fits you, who's... accepting of you and you're accepting of them, want the same things. I'm not saying call it quits, don't work on it, you know, everything needs, but you know, what I'm saying is just kind of let things go a little bit. Don't try to force everything. Let the chips fall where they may, you know. And it sounds bad. If your boyfriend, girlfriend is going to cheat, let them cheat. You know, it sounds bad, but really, you need to know who they are, you know?
Yeah.
And if they cheat on you sooner than later, because, like, think of it like this, you know, hypothetically, you and me are, well, I mean, we are dating, but let's say we're those kind of people, one of us.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm like that to you. I'm cheating on you. No, I'm cheating on you all the time. And, you know, you keep stopping me. You keep keeping tabs on me. You're, you know, all this stuff, you know, breathing down my neck. So I can't cheat. You know, so I can't cheat and say I don't cheat. We get married. And then we have children, whatever.
Then I start cheating. Yeah, because that's who you are.
Yes. My point is don't set yourself up for more heartache. Learn who you're with. Don't try to change. Don't try to mold them.
And it takes time.
Yes.
It takes time.
It takes time, faith, trust, you know. If you feel like there's something wrong... it's okay to, you know, decide what you will, you know, you need to make your own decisions about, you know, who you're with and what, you know, what you want. Communication is key.
That's true.
So, I mean, talk about it, but you know, if ultimately you're not happy or it's causing you so much stress and anxiety, cause you want to be with someone cause you're happy, you know, the whole point is the whole point in life is to be happy. That's true in life in general.
Yeah.
So I kind of just feel like you have to really let chips fall where they may. If you're not happy, then find something that makes you happier. Find someone that makes you happier. Yeah. You know, it's just there's someone out there for everybody.
I have a question. Okay. I think this will be my last question. How do you know if a relationship is successful or not?
If you're happy.
Okay.
If you're happy. If you're not so help, you know, your anxiety levels aren't like, mm-hmm. where is he with? Who is he with? You know?
That's true.
And a lot of people think that being jealous or being whatever, oh, he's jealous. You know, he's jealous. He must love me. You know, that's bullshit. That's the biggest.
Don't call it bullshit. Some people are actually like that.
I'm sorry, guys, but I'm not trying to insult anyone.
Some girls are actually, I don't know if it's a compliment to them that men get jealous.
It's not.
I know. It's not a compliment.
Okay, look, the reason I'm saying that is because it should not be seen as that. It's mm-hmm. not a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you should
jealousy
not,
okay, on like, its own. Like, it's not a good thing.
I don't want you to be jealous because that means you feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be flattered that you're jealous because I don't want you to feel bad.
Aww. Wow, that's actually a good perspective.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you should not be happy that your significant other is jealous.
Yeah.
Either that's hurtful to you and that's hurtful to, mm-hmm. especially to whoever's jealous.
Yeah.
And if you're the jealous kind, you know, I get it. It's hard to work through, but... It's one of two things. You're either with the wrong person, mm-hmm. or you're projecting some unnecessarily feelings. That,
ouch.
No, I'm serious. Like it sucks, but there's a hard truth. Uh-huh. There's pain true. In everyone's life, mm-hmm. but like you're either with the wrong person, or you're projecting past feelings or other feelings on that person. And like, don't get me wrong, I've had my share of jealousy, mm-hmm. and. I can attribute it to things that happened to me in the past, mm-hmm. as I'm sure you can, and a lot of the listeners can. You know, it's really what it is. You know, it's not good. It's mm-hmm. natural. It's natural, but you have to work from it. You have to work out. You work yourself out of it.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So you gotta listen to me every now and then.
I hate to say this, but he's right now. It's hard for me to admit that you're right sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's...
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I'm always right.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you guys.
We're arguing.
No, I'm not. I know I'm not, guys. We all have our moments, but...
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, wow. Well, thank you for guessing.
Yeah, no, this was fun.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Such an honor.
I did have fun. Yeah, I did have fun in this.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Salamat po sa pakikinig sa ating episode for today. For more podcasts like this one, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. At syempre, gusto namin kayong makuntahan off record. To make it happen, follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/huntahanites. Remember, Wednesday night is for Huntahanites.